Welcome back here on Hampshire Now, 109-1450 and NHTalkRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of New Hampshire Now is brought to you by the Prescription Center, and this segment of the show is presented by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. I encourage you to experience the paradigm shift by checking out ParadigmPH.com. Joining us right now on the program, he is the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As New Hampshire digs out from this latest winter storm, does feel, though, Steve, like this winter, perhaps I'm speaking too early, but this winter's been kind of light in terms of the snow. I mean, generally, you expect to see a snow-covered surface, meaning your grass, for the entire winter. Like, there is a time period between December to April or late March that you do not expect to see your lawn. And I've seen a lot of my lawn this winter.
Yeah, no, it's been... Hey, I'm not going to complain. I think it's been okay.
You're not going to push back too hard on that claim. So in regards to one of the things that you guys are doing most recently is adding a electrical division. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, one of the things that's really tough in this economy is we know it's hard to get people, and so having electricians come out to our jobs to help us with some of our jobs that need permits and mini splits and boilers and such, it's getting harder and harder to obtain those that time with those licensed plumbers. So we ended up deciding to, hire an electrician. So we have our own electrical division now. It's all registered with the state. It's a master license. Nick Leiden is the one that's running that. And that's exciting for us because, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and electrical, they all go hand in hand,
Certainly do. And so do you expect there to be, for you to go all out into the electrical, division and doing electrical work? Or is it more just to offset the other jobs that you're doing?
It's like anything else. Our clients are in need also. We're here to serve them. And so when we can't serve them well, then that's a problem. And so when the electrical is needed for our clients, we can be there for them with that as well. So it's all going to be about what our clients want, because it's all about them. It really is.
Is the electrical side of things more challenging than the plumbing, heating, and air conditioning side of things? It would seem to, for me, from a layman's perspective, to be the case. Is that true?
Well, I mean, it all depends on what aspect that you're asking that about. It seems to me that, it's easier to hire a few electricians right now than it would be HVAC techs or licensed plumbers. I don't know why that is. Maybe they want to change, or maybe they want to be part of, a plumbing, heating, air conditioning company. It's not the norm. And so it gets the people who like to work out of their comfort zone into all different areas, more excitement. They enjoy it more. Maybe that's it.
So you're going to change the name of the company. It's not going to be Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electricity, because that's it's a lot of words.
Well, I know, right? Well, it's just a division under, under that umbrella. So Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning Incorporated is our name, and this is just a division underneath, which is, it's funny what you say, because you start going, okay, what do I do? I mean, we used to just be Plumbing and Heating
right.
Incorporated, and then we did change our name to Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning Incorporated, and, just that small change is, you're changing, your website, you're changing, all your Facebook and your, when we had Yellow Pages or whatever, it was just kind of crazy about how that affects everything legally.
Right. And it's also, you do also, there's two things. Like, you want for your brand to be such that you automatically know what it stands for. So that just say Paradigm, and in New Hampshire, that means, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And you don't need to have those other things. But there is also the aspect of wanting to clearly identify what you do. And even though it's wordy, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electricity, I mean, that's what you do. And, there's always the debate about how you go about doing that. Do you put all the words there? Or do you just have Paradigm? Then when people are wondering what Paradigm is, then they click on that and they learn more. I mean, to me, I think that the more clearly you can define what you are for folks, the better. And, Paradigm, the name doesn't automatically, register in terms of being plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and electricity. So you have to go about, defining. It's an awesome name, but it's branding is interesting because you don't want to say too much, but you want to be really clear so that folks understand exactly what you are.
Yeah, that's really funny because we went down to Turks and Caicos for our vacation, and there's actually a Paradigm sign that caught my eye, and I like looked, and it was Paradigm Concepts and Design,
right,
specializing in architecture. So it's like, hey, and then someone else saw it down there. One of our employees' his dad went down there, and he says, hey, are you sprouting out a new division down in Turks and Caicos? I'm like, I saw that sign.
Yeah.
He sent it to me. It was just so cool. But, you know, Paradigm's a really popular name, too. I mean, people like it. And so, you know, I've heard of a lot of different companies that, you know, are named Paradigm, and they might do computers, or like this one does architectural design. And, you know, I think it's a compliment. I mean, there's even a plumbing, heating, cooling company out of Massachusetts, you know. So, you know, when you register your name in New Hampshire, it doesn't give you, you know, all 55 states, you know. And also, if you understand what Paradigm's all about, I mean, I'd never go after that guy. I mean, it's he wants to do what I want to do, and it's another state, and I think that that's great. I've never met him, but I think someday maybe I will. There's another Paradigm Plumbing in Florida that has no affiliation with us. But, you know, these are the things that are really exciting about having a name and knowing other people like it and enjoy it and are using it as well.
It's been interesting while you've been talking. I've been sitting here in the Concord Photo Service Main Street studio watching, you know, vehicles go by that have a different branding on them. And the thing about your industry, too, and the type of things that you do, there's not really a particular name that umbrellas all of it. Like, the landscaping dude drove by, and landscaping means a lot of different things, but you pretty much understand what all those mean. The jewelry store across the street. But there's not a umbrella name for, you know, plumbing, where plumbing to some folks is just plumbing, and it doesn't include the heating and air conditioning aspect of things. And that's one of the interesting aspects about your industry is there's so many, you know, folks that seem to do all those things, but there's not a particular name that umbrellas all of them.
No, it doesn't. Like one of my friends, I talked about him last week, Giant Landscaping. You know, he
right.
loves the Giants, so he called it Giant Landscaping. You know, my other friend, Goffstown Lock and Key, he named it because he lived in Goffstown and he was a locksmith. So it's just fun to see, like, how we create these names. I think it's always fun. Like mine actually originated from listening to Stephen Covey and really understanding the 7 habits of highly effective people. And I'm like, paradigm shift. I go do that all the time. I'm always shifting into what my clients need, their wants, their desires, their budgets, their goals. And it was so funny, and it's kind of embarrassing to say this, but it's true that when I mentioned to my wife, she's like, what's the name of your new company going to be? I said, Paradigm. She goes, oh, where did you get that? I go, it just like came to me, like really, really just fell into my lap. And she goes, how do you spell it? And I didn't even know. I didn't know how to spell it. I'm like, I don't know. I said, let's look it up. So she looks it up and she goes, wow, this is going to be tough for people with the G, you know? And I was actually asked to spell it D-I-M-E. And I was like, nope. I says, my wife's really been helping me with my spelling. And since then, you know, I've been with her almost 20 years. I've gotten really good at spelling. And, you know, Paradigm, the word, actually sprouted that pride in knowing how to spell something and knowing how to pronounce it and what it's all about. It's been a really great ride. I mean, I know I've only been in business for 13 years, but, you know, it's you can't gain this type of knowledge on this journey when you're running a business. It's truly humbling.
No, it's true, and you guys do an amazing job, and you're able to really, you know, live up to the ideals that you push forth, and that doesn't always happen. We all fall short at times, but you have a business model that you've pushed forth, and you're able to, you know, to live up to it, appears, almost on a daily basis, so that's a pretty amazing thing. Steve, as always, appreciate joining us for the program. Enjoy the snow, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great day.
You as well. Steve Lavie joining us here on Hampshire Now, 1914.50 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. This hour of the program is presented by the Prescription Center, and this segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heat, and Air Conditioning. We'll come back with more from inside the Concord Photo Service Main Street studio after this.